Good morning, this is UK Business Morning. I'm Alice, and with me is Lewis.
Good morning, Alice, and to all our listeners. What's on the agenda for us today?
Well, we have some interesting news from PwC, the Big Four accounting firm. It looks like there's a big shake-up coming in their Middle East operations.
Oh, interesting. So what's happening there?
Well, it seems that Marco Amitrano, PwC's UK senior partner, is considering Laura Hinton as the frontrunner to replace Hani Ashkar, who's been leading the Middle East business for over 12 years.
I see. So Ashkar is stepping down next year.
Yes, he's set to leave in June next year, moving into a global role at the firm. This leadership change comes after some significant challenges with a major Saudi client.
Oh, I see. So what happened there?
Well, in February, the Saudi Public Investment Fund imposed a one-year ban on giving new advisory work to PwC. They were one of the consultants on the $500 billion NEOM project, which was a big deal for PwC's Middle East operations.
Wow, that is a huge project. What caused the ban?
Apparently, PwC's attempt to hire NEOM's chief internal audit officer caused some friction and angst, leading to the ban.
That's quite a big claim, right?
It seems so. Now, if confirmed, Hinton will take over from Ashkar in June next year. She's the lead candidate among several names that Amitrano is considering.
I see. And what's Hinton's background like?
She's one of Amitrano's former rivals for the top job, but she's been a managing partner and is well regarded. Ashkar, on the other hand, has a reputation for forging close relationships with high-profile companies and governments.
So, it's a bit of a transition period, then.
Exactly. The people involved said it's PwC's convention for territory leaders to move on after a 12-year term, though there's no formal restriction on a longer stint.
And this isn't the first time there's been a shift in the Middle East business, right?
No, in recent months, other key figures like the head of assurance, Mohammed El Borno, have also stepped down.
That's interesting. So, what's the impact of these changes?
Well, PwC has built a larger footprint in the Middle East compared to rivals like EY and Deloitte, largely due to the boom in oil-rich countries seeking advice on infrastructure projects.
And how's the financial performance looking?
Sales in PwC's Middle East business grew by 26% in the year to June 2024, accounting for almost one-third of PwC's total revenues of £6.3 billion in the UK and Middle East.
Wow, that's impressive growth. So, despite the challenges with the Saudi client, the Middle East business is still performing well.
Yes, that's the case. But it's clear that the leadership changes are part of a broader strategy to move past the recent conflict and position the Middle East operations for the future.
That makes sense. It's always interesting to see how big firms manage these transitions, especially in such a crucial region.
Absolutely. Well, that's the news from PwC today. Lewis, anything else coming up on our agenda?
We'll be diving into more business updates shortly. But that's a great start to the day.